That's Sailing By, music by the English composer Ronald Binge, was used in a BBC radio show called The Shipping News. And when you think of bays and shipping, you think of On the Bay magazine, if you're up here in the Southern Georgian Bay region, where we originate Bill's Classical Jukebox on 102.9 FM. You're listening to us, of course, on 96.3 in Toronto, as well as 103.1 FM in Cobourg. And sitting beside me is Jeff Shearer, the publisher of On the Bay magazine, the manager of this radio station, founder and visionary of On the Bay magazine. And they were launched March 2004. You were very young at the time, weren't you?
Very young. And 16 years later, we're still around and...
Still very young.
Yeah.
Or feeling so, because it's been a great success. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
It started out with an idea to be a regional lifestyle magazine for the Southern Georgian Bay region, 100% original Canadian content. You haven't deviated from that at all.
Not an ounce. And using 100% local writers and authors and illustrators and photographers from Southern Georgian Bay.
And 100% local people who are the administrative people, the salespeople, everybody involved is from this area. And you go through local lifestyle topics, homes, food, fashion, sports, real estate. And each issue also addresses some of the major issues that affect the community. And in this new issue that just came out yesterday, one of your key stories is about the cycling standoff. How do we share the road, cars, trucks, and bicycles?
It's a real challenge up here because in the last 10 years, the number of cyclists has exponentially grown for many reasons, other than the fact this is a beautiful place to bike, because so many people are moving here. And as a result, bicycling has become one of the major pastimes of our area. You know, once it was only skiing. But now we have so many sports and of course, biking is shared equally by 18-year-olds and 80-year-olds. So it's a wonderful sport. And of course, every kilometer on a bike is a carbonless footprint for the environment. So we like bikes.
There are trails. There's the Georgian Trail. You can go almost anywhere, but that's not enough.
No, and the Georgian Trail and some of the off-road biking areas are wonderful, but what's really become popular is biking on the secondary roads, not on the major highways, obviously, but on the secondary roads. It's become incredibly popular, and we now have, for instance, the Collingwood Bicycle Club has over 500 members. And throughout Southern Georgian Bay, you will see bikes everywhere you go.
So what are the issues explored in this article? Safety, obviously, first and foremost.
Yeah, safety is the foremost issue, and it's a real problem because our town godfathers did not plan to have bikes used on the secondary roads and certainly not even on the major roads. And so there's rarely do you see a bike, asphalted biking path on the side of the road. And so now those bicycle riders are forced and they're legally allowed to be, incidentally, a bicycle is a vehicle by any legal definition. And they have to be on the road itself. And, of course, they travel in packs. So now we have the problem of passing them and dealing with them.
And it's a totally different thing. First of all, they don't go very fast compared to a vehicle, a car.
That's correct. So people have to pass them. And the question is what's the safe way to pass them? And it isn't a simple answer. Because if you're single file biking, which a lot of drivers would prefer that all the bikes be single file, then what happens when an advancing car from the other direction comes and they're impatient? Do they try and squeeze between the bikes and the advancing car? And guess who's going to get taken out first? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's going to be the bikes and the bicycle riders. And that's really dangerous.
Tell us about Laurie Stevens, who wrote this article.
Well, she's very much in. She writes about sports for us. She's very involved in this, and as well as are a number of the people that were interviewed, including Noel Wansborough, who, frankly, is one of the best bicycle riders in the province. And she's president of the Collingwood Bicycle Club. And there's lots of good interview with her on how what she sees as the issues.
And some terrific photos, too. Now, before bikes, before cars, before trucks, we had horses.
We did.
And the cover story of this issue of On the Bay magazine, which, in case you're not familiar with it, is published four times a year, one copy, one issue each season. Horse Sense is the title of the article. Just a beautiful picture on the cover and many more inside.
I wish our listeners, I wish I could hold the magazine up to the microphone so that everyone could see the cover. It's a beautiful cover. It's a psychotherapist with a big, beautiful horse, and the expression between them tells the whole story of how horses are involved in healing. They're involved in helping disturbed people, anxious people, people that are going through trauma. There's nothing as calming as the relationship between a kind horse and their patient with working with a psychotherapist.
So you can cycle, you can go for a nice drive, you can go on a horse, you can go to the beach, because that's another wonderful summertime activity up here in Southern Georgian Bay.
Well, it is, and what a lovely segue, Bill, into the fact that...
That's what I do.
into a beach cottage. Now, we do a lot of spectacular homes in On the Bay, but this one really appealed to us not because it was a giant home, not because it was a mansion, but because, in fact, it was a purpose-designed cottage on the beach and near Meaford. And Meaford has some beautiful beaches, and not everybody knows about them. And this is a beautiful little house with some great photography, and really capturing the spirit of a beach cottage on Georgian Bay, kind of going back to the 50s and the 60s. Because mm-hmm. most of the time, all the houses being built today are not cottages. They're year-round homes. This one has the feel of that 50s, 60s cottage, which I think everybody will enjoy seeing.
And because it's in Southern Georgian Bay, when you look out the back, you see a mountain or two or three.
You do. And this one, they're very proud of the fact that there's a mountain view. And what they're doing is they're looking from Meaford towards Blue Mountain. And they're seeing that right across the bay.
So when you're not hiking or biking or driving or on the beach, you're involved in live theater. That's another issue that you're covering, another exciting lifestyle thing that you're covering in this issue of On the Bay.
Yes, it's amazing how arts and culture has evolved, and it's due to the fact of who the people who are moving here from the Big Smoke. They are, in fact, of course, interested in live theater, and they're now attending these theater presentations, and they're going on everywhere. We have a little 100-seat black box theater right around the corner from our studio mm-hmm. right here, and performers love to be there. But we also have the Marsh Street Center in Thornbury. We have Meaford Hall, which is spectacular, mm-hmm. and they bring in some serious performances.
We're putting on the Collingwood Summer Music Festival in the New Life Church, which is a beautiful space.
Yes, with great acoustics, mm-hmm. too, you know. And so churches are being repurposed for community events, and it makes so much sense. So theater's alive and well in Southern Georgian Bay.
Quickly, because we're running out of time, there's a feature on dairy and non-dairy. What's that?
Well, there we have a profile of a wonderful family, the Miller family, who are creating the best tasting milk you've ever tasted, and it's the product's available all over Southern Georgian Bay, and the owners discovered a 50-year-old ice cream machine that weighed 15,000 pounds, and they decided that they could repurpose this in today's terms to make the best tasting ice cream anyone's ever tasted. And it's not quite on the market, but it will be soon. Miller ice cream and Miller dairy products. And they aren't necessarily an advertiser of ours. We just think they're a great product. And then the opposite of dairy products is, in fact, the whole faux margarine, which is cheeses made from grain-based products, mm-hmm. And looking like the most exquisite European and Dutch cheeses you've ever seen, but in fact they're entirely plant-based, and we're really contrasting between the traditional and the new, and how just how much we have to offer up here in the way of food.
So where can people get an issue if they're not here in Southern Georgia Bay? Because I know it's delivered to homes here. It's available at golf clubs and ski lodges and other things. But if somebody is really interested in finding out more about this summer issue, where do they go?
Well, the first way, if you don't live in Southern Georgian Bay, is that you can, in fact, read the magazine online. And as of yesterday morning, it was up and running online. The magazine just came out yesterday, so it's brand new. And the other thing, of course, you can do is we have 32 locations throughout Southern Georgian Bay where you can pick it up at libraries and drugstores and restaurants. But if you lived in Toronto or Coburg or Hamilton right now, you could read all of what I've just talked about online. There's an online edition which allows you to look through the whole magazine and read it all.
And that website is www.onthebaymagazine.com, just as you thought it would be. www.onthebaymagazine.com. Jeff Shearer is the publisher. Thanks for being with us, as always.
Enjoyed it, Bill. Thank you.
It's another beautiful issue. The summer issue of On the Bay, available now.